7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain the vast radio public.
You pick up on this guy, he's crazy music, you man. Did you dig the rebound?
Stay back and get a few more sounds.
Listen, Sonny, you don't own that song. It's a published tune. Anyone could record it.
You turned it down. You said you didn't like it.
They simply didn't want to record it with an unknown.
What about my arrangement?
Go see your lawyer. You can't copyright an arrangement.
You're a thieving rat.
Listen to me, Sonny.
Don't sonny me, you rock. Throw back under your rock, snake.
Find out my reasons on rock and roll music and why I preach against it, and I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today.
In a lot of the papers, they say rock and roll was a big influence on juvenile delinquency.
I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is
to me. Rock and roll has got to go. Donnie Tigers, ladies and gentlemen.
Greetings and welcome to the Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed Radio Show. This is your host, Johnny Daggers. And yes, it is true, I have returned after a 5-year hiatus. And why is that, you might ask? Well, for no other reason than to bring you the best bands and music from the underbelly. Bands so good that Satan himself hated to see them go. But what Satan couldn't keep, I have with me today. Joining me are two Texas musicians, Vagabond Vandals, Six Shooting, Rootin' Tootin', Ten Wheel, and Hammer to Your Head, Axe to Your Heart, Lovebirds. The greatest onstage sweethearts since June Carter and Johnny Cash. Ladies and gentlemen, please clang your beers together for Jen Wilder and D. Cosmo. Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
Hey, nice to have you here. How's everything in Texas this Saturday?
Pretty good.
We're having a good day here. We cooked about 10 pounds of bacon, and like I said, a storm came in from the Gulf this morning. It was the craziest thing, Johnny. Let me tell you, open the back door here in this old home. It was raining shrimp.
Okay, so moving on. He had some whiskey with his breakfast, with his shrimp rain.
You ever seen shrimp rain, folks?
It doesn't smell good.
It's
not. It does not smell good. Okay, sorry, Johnny.
But we're doing great.
What, coming from Baltimore, though, I love that smell.
The shrimp rain?
Yeah, seafood, love it. But man, thank you so much for having us on here.
Yes, thank you so much, Johnny. We are honored that you reached out to us and that you're back after a 5-year incognito-ness.
Yes. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure having you on the show. You guys, when I was scouring the internet looking for bands to bring on the show, I stumbled across the Black Lung Lucy page, thought your music was phenomenal, thought that it would be an absolutely perfect fit for the show, and it really meant a lot for me to get you guys on today. So I want to thank you for that. And
well, absolutely. The only other thing I got to do today is I got a weightlifting tournament at the Y.
Okay, great.
So I'm prepping for that. I'm in that weight class. It's a
sorry, pay a rent.
What
that
we do
collecting
is,
cans.
I'm very small. I actually live in a petri dish.
Stop. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A little bubble cleanup.
Yes. Yeah. Anywhere. and everywhere.
That's what I call him in the bedroom.
Yeah. Whoa! Shabby! Shabby!
Stop. All right.
Wow. So. That was So you guys are relatively new. Tell us a little bit about the band. From my understanding, you've been around for about a year now. Is that correct?
Right. So Doug Cosmo, D. Cosmo, he's been a musician and artist, painter in the Houston area for the last 25 years. and he's got his own success doing that. And then we met and fell in love and started dating. And then I told him one night, I think I can sing. And then since then he said, now I have to sing. And he holds a gun to my head and makes me do it.
That's right.
So we've actually only been together about like 8 months maybe doing it.
Music, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm very new and very green. And but he knows what he's doing. At least that's the lie he told me. So I'm just following
him.
Trust
me, baby.
Yeah, just trust. You'll be a star.
You'll be a star.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm very new at it. Doug is about 200-year-old into it. So, and he looks about.
Thank you, honey.
I was checking out some of your earlier work, Doug. JW Americana, I'm absolutely in love with both of those records that I heard.
Right on.
I heard one lowbrow song. It was a live performance. Can I get a discount?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, you can now. Can I get a discount?
It's lowbrow, not to be mistaken for this lame-ass pop punk band either. I found a terrible punk band by the same name.
I did too, and actually, I tried to convince them that I could be their next singer, but you know, all the lawyers and paperwork and
for the sucky band.
Yeah, so because sucky and sucky's awesome, right?
Yeah, well, two wrongs don't make a right, babe.
That's right, Mom.
So, Jen,
yes.
You said that, you know, you're a newcomer, but I find this hard to believe. You had to have known deep down inside somewhere that you could actually sing, because your voice is goddamn beautiful as all can be. I mean, it's just amazing.
Thank you. I mean, it's decent. I know that it sounds better than some other, you know, you're never the, you know, I just, I come from a background of not a lot of support family-wise, so you don't get a lot of confidence in doing stuff that's not just going to work and paying bills, you know what I'm saying? So I never, like, kind of developed it or, you know, I never nurtured it or even, like, shared it because there were just more important things going on in life. Even though I always sang to myself, and I always wrote my own songs for years and sang them to myself, but those were just for me until the Cosmo came along and, you know, we got really drunk one night. I opened my mouth and next thing you know, we're Black Lung Lucy. Next thing you know, I'm pregnant. I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute.
It's a joke.
Wait.
Yeah, that's
it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first on the Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed radio show. Jen Wilder and D. Cosmo are having a child.
And it's me having it.
It would be a really ugly baby. It would look like E.T.
I tell you, I hope that child turns out to be bigger than Cosmo.
Yeah,
well I know. No shit.
You know what? And one little side fact about me, a lot of people don't know, is I'm a lot larger in person than not. And I like...
That's only in the rearview mirror.
You know what?
That's correct.
That is so funny because everywhere we go, people go, he looks a lot bigger in video. And like, he's always like, that motherfucker just said like all the time.
So, you know, growing up in a family, you know, I'm half Irish, a quarter sea monkey, and a quarter Russian Chechen. So.
And here's an interesting fact. Doug actually grew up running the halls of NASA as a child. His dad is the one who engineered the first spacesuit that went to the moon.
Yes, he did.
Really?
And yes.
Joe Cosmo. Joe Cosmo is his father.
Joe
He's a
Cosmo.
Superstar at NASA.
So I think, you know, we talk about inspiration, man. And my father, he's from up north, from hardworking people, coal miners, uneducated, not by choice, but just that's the way it was. And my dad was the first to graduate college, went to Penn State. He drove himself down to Texas, got a place called NASA in 1962 down here, drove his little MG down here, and set up shop here. And I'll tell you, he's the one who turned me on to all the music. My dad was not only designing that stuff for NASA and that whole space exploration program, but my dad was a huge music lover, so he would... On the weekends, man, he'd go do recordings on the porch with people like Mance Lipscomb. So my first musical memories are my dad and Mance Lipscomb recording on a porch eating greens. I still get chills talking about it. My dad's a very diverse music lover. So that's my first musical memories, listening to Mance Lipscomb on a four track with my dad. And I've always been weird ever since.
And see, just to give us a little insight into me and Doug's chemistry, I come from a completely different background. I was orphaned by the time I was 12. I went to foster home after foster home until I ran away. I've never had a family. I've never, you know, we're just totally different. We come from, he's the suburbs, I'm the inner city. And it's just so weird because we are so much alike. We're kind of the same person. And as corny as that sounds, when we argue, it's like arguing with yourself, which is really hard to win.
Yeah, you'll
it's
never.
Really hard to win when you argue with yourself. It's like, win. God damn it. Yeah.
Absolutely, Johnny. And that ties in the whole thing with music and art, right? Like, it doesn't matter where you come from, you know, the social. The more the world fucking opens their mind and realizes it's for everybody, man, like, you know, just get in tune. That's what it's about. So, I'm a big preacher, and man, I listen to all types of music, man. I love everybody, man. You know, just be cool. So.
Be cool, bitch. Be cool.
That's right. Be cool, bitch.
Be cool, cool, bitch.
Now, yo. Ladies and gentlemen listening at home, this is the first live performance that I have ever done in my 20-year career, not just on the Screw Blue and Tattoo radio show, but for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
So this is the part I would normally carry on into a commercial break with a song, but Jen and Cosmo were kind enough to offer to play a few songs for us today. So we're going to play us one song, guys, and then we'll go into the commercials, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. So what do you want to play for us?
Now, this is going to be Watch Me Bleed.
It's an original song.
It's a love story.
It's a love story. Jennifer wrote the lyrics, got the music, and here we go.
Yep, ready?
That's what you want, babe. That's what you need, yeah. Tomeo.
Tomeo.
Just watch me bleed.
Just watch me bleed.
You, that's what you want, babe. That's what you need now. So come me over. Just watch me bleed. If that's what you want, babe. That's what you need.
Well done. I raise my beer to you.
Thank
all
you.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Black Lung Lucy with Watch Me Bleed. We are going to go back into a commercial now, and when we come back, we will speak more with these two. Don't go anywhere. If you do, Cosmo will come at you with his bat. You can believe that.
Damn right.
Hey, Billy, do you want to come over to my house?
Nah, I think I'm going to go play ball with some of the guys.
Aw, come on. My parents just got a brand new Zenith 6312 tube radio.
Nah, thanks for the offer anyway. I got to practice my swing.
You want real swing? You got to check out this radio show that I found. My mother doesn't know that I listen to it. In fact, I'm forbidden until, well, I'm never allowed to listen to it.
Aw, why doesn't she want you listening to it?
It's called the Screw, Blued, and Tattooed Radio Show.
Oh,
yeah. It's hosted by some guy named Johnny Daggers.
It sounds bad.
My mother said that he's a bad influence on me.
You're always doing things your mummy tells you not to do.
They play all this rock and roll.
Rock and roll?
Yeah, it's this new music. All the cool kids are listening to it nowadays. Come on. You can play baseball any day. Come over to my house. Let's listen to WSBAT.
Nah, thanks anyway, but I don't want to get in trouble. If my mother finds out, I'll be grounded for a week. Yeah, I'm just going to go play ball.
Boy, Billy, you just wait. You wait till I tell the rest of the gang. Tell the gang that you're too afraid to listen to the radio.
Hey, guys! Hey, Billy's too afraid to listen to the radio. He's afraid he's going to get into trouble.
Listen, parents, if you don't want your child to end up an outcast like Billy, then let them listen to the Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed radio show. It'll save your child years of therapy, which you'll have to pay for. So remember, don't turn that dial. The future of America is depending on you.
Thanks, folks. And once again, welcome back.
All right, welcome back. This is your host, Johnny Daggers, and you are listening to the Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed radio show. We are here with Jen Wilder and Dee Cosmo of the band Black Lung Lucy, and you just heard their live performance of Watch Me Bleed. And I just love listening and watching the chemistry between the two of you. The videos that you guys were kind enough to send me, you can just really see how strong the love between the two of you is. And I've been in a lot of bands in the past, and I've never had a romantic relationship with a band member. With that said, though, I have had girlfriends in the past who were involved with some of my films, and once that relationship ended, it made it really difficult for me to go back and watch those films ever again. Do either one of you ever worry that if something were to go awry between the two of you, what would happen with the band?
Oh. Well, I mean, no, we don't really worry about that because the band is actually just, it's Doug and I's own entertainment for ourselves. I mean, we want to make people smile and we love if somebody gets it or relates to it or appreciates it, that makes it even more significant to us. But it's really just him and I doing our own creative outlet. And if we break up, you know, I just get rid of his body, and then the band continues. I can get a stand-in, babe.
She can get a stand-in, Johnny. You know, nobody is ever.
I've already got a double lined up, so
she's already got a backup plan for me.
Sleep well tonight, babe. Sleep well.
You know what, man? I do understand about like a relationship, and it's a very personal thing, right? Like, especially in the arts. So, yeah, would there be a Black Lung Lucy that sounded like this if we weren't together? Absolutely not. So it's that moment in time.
Yeah, but he's saying, if we broke up, would it be hard to hear the music or...
Would it
suck to see me around with all these hot guys on my arm and you would be like, oh, that's my ex-girlfriend. You know? Okay, not so much.
Well, I don't have a TV.
So oh, that's right. My bad.
But,
Johnny, you know how they say opposites attract so they even each other out?
Yes.
That's not us. Okay, so
I don't know if I believe that rule or not.
We are so much alike that we don't even each other out. And it's kind of intense sometimes. But I don't see us breaking up unless you fuck up, right?
It goes likewise, you know. But the thing is, man, I think things happen for a reason.
If we do break up, I want a behind the music documentary special about Black Lung Lucy. Yeah.
Well,
or an E! True Hollywood story.
I'll do that for you.
But no, it is, right? Because you're in that relationship, and then there's the relationship of the music, right? So that is a very tricky thing. And you know what, man? To be honest with you, getting old, man, I don't know how much time I got left in this place. But
life is short.
And so we just do it, man. Like, we're making up for lost time, right? And
even though we're in love, like, I always ask him, did that suck when I write a song? And he says, even though I love you, babe, if you sucked, I would not be doing this with you.
Yeah.
So that gives me a little bit of security that he's just not singing along with me because he loves me. Like, he believes in me. And
totally believe in it. Actually, to be honest with you, man, I'm putting probably more energy into Black Lung Lucy lately than my own stuff because I do believe in it. And there's something very special that's brewing, and I can't put my finger on it. But
it's young. Lucy's young. Yeah, she's got a wild growth.
Yeah, it's great, man, right? Yeah. And the purity. So, like, you know, people like you out there, man, and just being able to pick up on that, that's awesome, man. That's part of that journey, so.
But, you know, the next song that we do want to do for you, though, is a song off Doug's new album coming up, Buffalo Children. So, he's got his own.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. What I wanted to ask you before I get off track with that, you had mentioned about the songwriting and that if you had written something, Doug doesn't just play it with you to appease you. Speaking of songwriting and the fact that you guys are in a relationship, and as artists, that's where we get most of our inspiration from. Do the two of you, whether it's Doug writing music or lyrics for that matter, or you, Jen, writing lyrics, do you ever take any of your personal fights and put them into a song and then worry about how the other one's going to feel about it when it's all said and done?
Not really. I feel like we, I more or less, you know, kind of how we work is Doug comes up with, you know, the music part and I'm constantly writing. So I'm more the lyrical and he's the musical. And I'm more of a storyteller. I like to set a scene, you know, take you back or a time or a setting. Doug's writing. Doug's a little bit more personal. He's a little bit more in touch with his.
I am now.
He is now.
And
he sings more personal stuff about being in love, whereas I write more stuff about, you know, like the hanging tree, like a woman being hanged for her love, or, you know. So we're totally.
Which that song, not to interrupt you, but that song is going to be one of the best murder ballads I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you,
Johnny,
thank you.
Because, you know, I.
He
Thank
has
you.
To talk me into it because I doubt myself constantly.
There's a lot of, you know what, and I understand that, man, but I always tell her when we do these performances now and people come up and they're thanking her, it's very awkward, right?
I can't take a compliment.
And one of the my mentors, J.D. Pincus, when I did a show with him, I opened up for his other band called Honky here a couple of years ago, and that was a big, big fucking moment in my life, right? Like, I'm nobody. This guy, I reached out. We didn't know each other, and he gave me that shot, right? And
yeah.
When we're sitting there, sorry.
Taught you to be thankful.
Yeah, and I'll never forget after that show and all of the people lined up to get Jeff's autograph there and all this, and they're asking me to sign, and it's an awkward thing, and I was very hesitant, and Jeff, J.D. Pincus, his name's Jeff, he looked over at me and said, man, don't ever say anything, but just say thank you,
and do it because they're there for you, right? That's the only reason why we're doing this. And
so he's teaching me that.
Right.
So, yeah. You know.
Because, you know, we could say, I could have done better, and I could have done this, and I fucked up here. But you know what? Nobody knows, man, like when they're there in that moment, and that's their experience, right?
So green, I'll go home and I'll cry, and he'll be like, "What are you crying about?"
That was awesome.
I'm like, "It just was not great." And he's like, "You're never going to be the greatest. We'll never be the, but that's not the point. We do what we do because, you know, it's in us to create, and if it makes other people happy and they can relate, then we feel double blessed."
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, The Hanging Tree is definitely going to be one of the best murder ballads I have ever heard. It already is a phenomenal song. I can't wait for the album. But there are some questions that I had that I was going to wait till the end of the interview, but we're kind of segueing into that, so I'm going to jump around with my questions a little bit. Cosmo, you had mentioned about J.D. Pickus. For the listeners at home who do not know, he's the famed bassist for the Melvins, Butthole Surfers, and you had mentioned about... going into the studio and cutting a new album, he's actually going to be producing the record for you. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I believe it's a new experience for both of us, I believe, on Jeff's side even.
And that's just producing the D. Cosmo album, not the Black Lung Lucy, but
So backstory behind that is after that first show I did with Pink's other band, Honky, man, it was just like, you ever meet somebody in your life and you're like, shit, man, that's a kindred spirit. And we just hit it off. And our relationship's not even based on me. Like, you know, we never sit around and talk about music. We talk about other things, man.
Doug told him, "I have to tell you, Jeff, I have never been to a Butthole Surfer show." Yeah. And Jeff says, "That's why I love you, Doug."
Because I did it. I never went to live shows. I don't have that reference. I know that.
I'm more of the punk rock girl than Doug is.
So, like, just being real. And, you know, we just struck up a friendship, and he invited us into his world in Austin, Texas. And so we started going up there and staying with him and Camille. And
they're salt of the earth, beautiful people.
Beautiful people. And I've learned a lot from them. But I was working on this new song called Midnight Drive, and I was playing around with that, and I had this other song, I probably shouldn't be talking about it, because Jeff and I worked on a song together, and man, I cannot wait to get it out. But I wrote this song, and I remember Pincus saying, "Hey man, do you ever write lyrics down?" And I said, "I've never written lyrics in my life. Like, I've always just memorize it, and I improv on stage and just change shit around, right?" Mm-hmm. And so he said, "Man, you gotta give it a shot. Like, you know, like, sit down and try to write a song, you know?" And so I did, and it was...
Like, try to meditate for once. Right. You know, just, like, focus.
Yeah, focus.
Yeah.
And so I wrote this song called Move Along, and I was going through some really, really rough patch of my life, and I sent it off to Jeff, and I said, "Man, is there any way you could maybe play banjo on this, and maybe it's a duet, you and me?" And he got his hands on it, and we started working on it. It is absolutely a beautiful song. Nobody's heard it yet. It's going to be part of this new release coming, but
it's pretty good. And I like to give Doug a hard time because I can, and I feel like someone should.
Absolutely.
But he played the song for me, and I was like, wow, like, that's amazing. So we're so excited about this, his new album that's going to be coming out.
I'm
looking forward to it, too. You had mentioned you want to play a song. That's a perfect opportunity to play it now.
Absolutely.
So this is off Buffalo Children?
This is off this up-and-coming album. I believe it's going to be called D. Cosmo. The album's called Buffalo Children. That's a whole other backstory, maybe for another time. But this song is called Midnight Drive. Hey, you want to sing along with me even though you don't know the lyrics?
Right.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Song about it. Here it goes.
Right. I could have sang along to Watch Me Bleed.
Yeah.
Because I've listened to it so many times now. I love it. Your new one, I don't know. I'll try my best.
Yeah, let's see if we can do that. All right, here we go, boys and girls of the world.
All right, this is a Midnight Drive.
Hey, little darling, why don't you take me
drive
on the midnight drive.
Tell your mama we might be late. I got a feeling, and it's slipping away. Like that oyster farm, take a chance, hold my hand. Be on the midnight drive.
On the midnight drive. You got it, Johnny, you
on
got
the
it.
Midnight drive. I ain't got much to offer or spare. I got a feeling that you wear me well now.
That you wear me well now.
If you give me the chance, take a dive. There's one thing in life I'm certain of. I got a feeling that she's my girl now.
She's my girl now.
Midnight drive, there you go, boy.
Midnight drive.
Why don't you?
Come on, Johnny, you're there.
Take this
midnight
hand.
Drive.
Here we go.
On the midnight drive.
On the midnight drive.
All right, boys, let's hear
on
that horn solo.
On the midnight drive.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, about a man on there. On the midnight drive, boy.
On the midnight drive.
Why don't you, Johnny?
Come on, Johnny.
Take my hand.
Take my hand.
On the midnight drive.
On the midnight drive.
On the midnight drive, Johnny.
On the midnight drive.
On the midnight drive, Johnny. Yeah, on the midnight drive, Johnny. Yeah. Johnny Daggers. He made the movies. Yeah.
Empty Cosmo.
Radio show of Baltimore, I like it. On the midnight drive, Johnny.
On the midnight drive.
On the midnight drive, boy. On the midnight drive. Why don't you, Johnny, and take my hand, yeah.
Johnny.
On the midnight drive. On the midnight drive, Johnny. On the midnight drive. On the midnight drive.
There
you go. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun. That was a first in my 20 years on the radio.
There you go, man. Thank you. Thank you for that back vocal, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Come in. Well, hi, son.
What you doing, Dad?
Just getting ready to start my day.
By shaving?
Yes. Every decent man wakes, showers, and shaves.
And then you're ready to start your day?
Close, but not quite.
Well, what you gotta do next, Dad?
Well, the next thing I do is pour myself a cup of coffee.
And then you start your day?
Almost, son. While I enjoy my delicious cup of Java, I turn on my favorite radio station, WSBAT.
And then you're ready to start your day?
Yes, son. Now, I'm ready. WSBAT puts that extra spring in my step that I need to get to work each day. Have a good day, son.
Boy, I can't wait until I grow up so that I can start my day by listening to WSBAT.
Why wait?
Who are you?
I'm your random narrator. Whether you're young or old, WSBAT is the perfect way to start your day.
Gee, thanks, random narrator.
Hey, this is Spur Dixon, and you're listening to Johnny Daggers, the Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed Radio Show fans. This is your host, Johnny Daggers, and we are in the last half with Jen Wouter and D. Cosmo of the band Black Lung Lucy. While we were on break, we were having a personal discussion that I think makes for a very interesting conversation. Doug, you were talking about working on your new album, and you recorded a track in your home, and I'll let you pick it up from there.
So yeah, man, we're talking. One of the songs off this new album is called That Midnight Drive I Just Played. A little backstory, and gonna get a little funky spooky, is I recorded that demo in this old home of ours, built in 1925. Jennifer was at work one night. It was just me in the house, and I was recorded all the instruments. I did a playback, and I listened, and there's a woman singing with me on the choruses, and she's doing this
trailing, like callback.
Yeah, it's
almost
a callback, like a call and response. And I could not fucking believe it. And I played it over and over and over. And I was thinking, is it my dobro guitar on the slide? I don't know. But Jennifer came home from work. I played it.
And I was like, babe, are you drunk? Because I heard it, he was like, there's a lady singing with me. And I was like, okay, babe.
Totally.
How much have you been drinking? And then he played it. And I was like, there's a fucking woman singing on that thing with you.
And
it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is so hauntingly beautiful and in a very beautiful white light kind of way. Like, I'm sitting here talking to everybody out there in that strange world.
So
and
when I sing the song with him, when I'm singing, that's actually what we heard her singing. So I'm only copying what I heard her sing when he originally wrote the song, so it's pretty good shit, and it's gonna, that's the Midnight Drive,
that's right,
which is gonna be off your
that's
new
wild
album.
Yeah,
that's,
I tell you what would be a cool idea would be to clean that up a little bit and put that as a bonus track at the end of the album.
I think you're right, and I think part of the
it kind of reminds me of like Buddy Holly and the Crickets, how they just kept the crickets in the background.
Yeah, that's a real story.
Oh,
too.
I love that.
I love it.
yeah
absolutely. And you know,
I think you should do that, man. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, because I do believe that they need to hear the backstory, especially of that song, because I have never experienced anything like that in my life on a kind of a whole other level. And
the only reason I'm even on that song is because I'm singing what she was singing with you. It wasn't meant for me to sing with him.
Not at all. And
so
that's the inspiration and the development of how an idea blossoms, and it's a beautiful story, and it just makes you feel like maybe we all are on the right rail line, you know? So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk. Let's talk about the question on everybody's mind. We've talked about your upcoming solo album with J.D. Pincus. Let's talk about Black Lung Lucy. Any estimate on when you guys might get in the studio to cut an album?
Well, first and foremost, the studio will be this room that we're speaking to all of you folks out of.
We're probably just going to record it here in the living room.
We're going to record in the house, and this room has got this energy, and the acoustics are just absolutely amazing.
But we want to, you know, we just write songs and put them out there as they come to our head, but now more people, we're getting a really good response, and people are saying, you know, where do I get a CD or yada, yada, yada? Where do I get a mixtape? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. What the?
Where do I get a new track? Yeah. So now where I'm like, well, babe, I guess we have to actually put, you know, a collection together.
Right.
And, you know, we want to do it kind of soon just because.
We could do it
tonight.
Why
not? Life is short and let's get it out in the world. We thought about doing a Christmas album that was all about getting drunk and fighting with your family and stealing other people's presents and
running down the street with a samurai sword.
A very dysfunctional Christmas, we were going to call it. it still might happen.
It'll be a real hit up there in Baltimore, trust me.
But we are, we're going to probably have some kind of Black Lung Lucy collection of songs before Christmas.
I would say 2 months.
You would say 2 months?
I would say...
Oh, okay, that's what he would say.
I would say we're ready.
I'm from the backwoods of Pennsylvania, so a dysfunctional Christmas album sounds great.
Doesn't it sound all warm and fuzzy?
Listen, where in Pennsylvania from, Jack?
40 minutes east of Pittsburgh, Ligonier Dairy area.
Yeah,
my dad's Ligonier's from Scranton. Ligonier's an old colonial town that George Washington stayed at.
Beautiful. My dad's from Scranton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great area. Still go up there once a year and go fly fishing with my father there.
Oh, nice.
Yes, sir. A little brown trout.
So, you talked about the dysfunctional Christmas album. and as far as general Black Lung Lucy album, the one thing that I wanted to ask you, and this is more directed at Cosmo, is going back and listening to your other bands, JW Americana, particularly because I am a huge fan of horns. I love the saxophone. When Black Lung Lucy does cut their first album, is it going to be more bare bones than stripped down, or are you going to incorporate some sax and other instruments? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I mean, man, we know so many good people in the Houston area, local musicians, that we would love to, come in and record with us, and anything's possible. Like, we could totally have...
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not going to say either way. It's probably it'll be a smorgasbord of, some bare bones, some, more over the top maybe, some Slayer tunes.
Absolutely.
Maybe. I'm just kidding.
That's a very valid question because we've not even really talked about that, but I think I can speak for both of us is we're always very open-minded. So you're talking about horns... Absolutely, or bringing a mariachi band in for a song.
Right.
Everything's open to, mm-hmm. We don't want to, box ourselves in.
Right.
We want to be, the Ween.
We
want to be the Donnie and Marie Ween.
Oh, jeez.
For some reason,
I can't even swallow that one,
I know,
folks.
Well, that's what she said.
Yeah, right? Well, the reason I thought so is because listening to the Black Eggs album, there were some songs on there that had a ragtime feel, which I absolutely loved. I thought it was phenomenal. So yeah. I didn't know if you were going to maybe incorporate some of that into the Black Lung Lucy album, or...
You know what, man? That was a whole other chapter of my life. I got really fond memories of those projects, and I have very unfond memories of those projects. One of the fondest is some of the horns you hear on there, on that JW and Lowbrow, that was Tom Waits, his sax player, Ralph Carney, God bless his soul.
Are you serious?
Yes, so he just passed away not too long ago, God rest his soul.
Beautiful. God rest his soul.
Yes,
I'm a huge Tom Waits fan, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's a whole other story about my musical world that I don't ever really share, but I played in Burning Man back in 94, I think, with Lowbrow. We did a sideshow and... had a dude, laying naked on a bed of nails and girls naked dancing with little, I call them the mousetrap dancers because they had their tampon strings hanging out.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
But anyways, I met some people that were associated with him. And
Tom Waits.
That's correct, Tom Waits. And so I played out in the West Coast and had an opportunity to meet some folks and... Anyways, you got Ralph Carney on that album, and man.
Can I just tell? So he. Okay.
And, it's kind of a whole other part of my life that I never really share with nobody, and it's kind of a strange little story, and walked away for many years, man. But that's what I do. I'm a complicated person.
Nothing wrong with that, brother.
We call him Jigsaw.
Recently, you've opened up for C.W. Stone King.
Yeah, that was cool, man. That was super.
Man, he's awesome. I just missed him last month.
Yeah, man, that was a great show.
He's definitely got his own thing that's original. He's really, really good.
It's all these things that are happening, man. Like, we are pretty new to listening to the music he's doing, and, just happened to, he was coming through town here, and we made the connection and opportunity to open up at the White Oak Music Hall for him, and that was a fabulous night, and we were able to introduce some folks and some of the Black Lung Lucy stuff, and
So, you know, life's a trip, man. All these weird things have been happening, so we're just going with
right.
it. Yeah, man, absolutely.
Yeah, and then if memory serves correct, you opened up for Reverend Horton Heath, too.
Yeah.
That's right, we did that. And
I love Jim Heath. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah, all those guys. Jimbo, man, just some of the nicest folks you'll meet, man. And that was one hell of a night here in Houston, Texas, that's for sure. So who knows?
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, man, who knows what the future's going to hold. So I'm hoping that maybe Jen and I can open up for...
Barry Manilow.
Barry?
I love me some Barry.
We could try to maybe incorporate...
Wait, is John Denver dead? Because I'd love to open up for John Denver.
Babe, we'll talk. I okay. need to tell you some bad
Oh,
news.
I'm sorry.
Okay. The Ween Osmonds.
Oh, I love Ween Osmonds.
There you go. But you know what? We don't even know.
We don't even know. We don't even know. We don't know what genre we are. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know... It's who's like, going to outlive the other?
It's musical dementia.
It's a journey.
Yeah. Well, you know, labels and genres mean nothing. Those are just from record labels trying to push their shit. I like bands that you can't really describe. I can't describe you guys. And as a matter of fact, I kind of hate when people draw comparisons like, well, this band sounds like... You guys are your own thing. Like, you guys don't try to emulate anyone. And that's one thing that I love about Black Lung Lucy.
Awesome, man. And that's, yeah, you nailed it. We're very comfortable with what we do. And you know what? It's good for us to get this out of us. And to be able to share that's the bonus, right?
And if people get it, man, that's right. fucking awesome.
And if they
man, if people don't get it, they don't have no
and
soul.
And if they don't get it, I'm not going to lose any sleep
yeah,
over it.
Yeah, we don't give two shits, like, and not in a bad way, but we're not out there, like... We don't have these grand visions of fucking 1988 Cadillacs.
We're not the best singers or the best right. guitar players or right. the best songwriters, but what we're doing is very genuine, and it's very
right.
it's from the heart, it's who we are, and take it or leave it. It's who me and Mr. Cosmo are, and I kind of love him for that.
Oh, baby, you're going to make me cry.
Just
here.
Don't tell him I said that. Aww. He's all right. Just don't
well,
tell
you know,
him I said
the
that.
Well, you know, the realism of your music, though, it shines through. It really does. And that's one thing that really appealed to me. Now, I don't know how many songs you guys wanted to play. We got 10 more minutes left to go on the show.
Let's do the hanging tree.
So if you want to go into another song or even two, and then we'll come back and say our parting words.
Absolutely.
All right.
Tell them what we're going to play.
So, yeah, let's do the hanging tree. All right, Johnny, once again, we are Black Lung Lucy, and this is called The Hanging Tree. It's a love song. Not a good love song, but a love song. Oh, Billy, baby, what's a girl to do? Well, I lost my life, dear, because of you. And I waited for you on that cursed day. Oh, that those bad men came and took me away. They cursed our love, dear. They didn't understand how right it feels sometimes to love the wrong man. And I begged and they drug me down to the old hanging tree. Oh, Billy, baby, I'll be forever waiting for you to do right by my family. Come and cut me down, dear. Put me in the earth finally. I'll be forever swaying for you, Billy, at the hanging.
Way lower down to the northwest sun, and everybody goes to the hanging tree.
Well, I tried to fight, dear, and I tried to run, but I cursed their names, dear, every goddamn one. And they put that news, babe, waited all day for you in the rain. But you never came, did you, Billy? And they put me up here and at the hanging tree. Till then I hang here upon this tree, waiting for you, Billy, to come bury me. Oh, Billy, baby, I'll be forever waiting for you to do right by my family. Come and cut me down.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Doug.
And we are Black Lung Lucy.
And Beautiful. T-Cosmo.
Texas born and bred.
All right, Johnny. This one is called Gospel of the Lost. My daddy is drunk and my mom, she's crying. He beats her each night 'cause he swears that she's lying. I wait for the day that death takes him away, but all I can do now is lie here and pray. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, where are you now? In my darkest hour, you left me somehow. Oh Lord, tell me how could it be? When all I did was love you, you deserted me.
Yeah, lonely on hill, now heaven all round. Lonely on sin, all gone hell. I'm lost and lonely, Lord, I'm found. All I did was love you, you bent me somehow.
I married a boy. In front of a judge, I stood on a hot Texas day. He said, hang her high, boys, make sure that she pays. I begged and I pleaded, Lord, for some relief. But you were too busy to listen to me. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, where are you now? In my darkest hour, you left me somehow. Oh, Lord. For killing my man, the devil you see beats me.
church and be waiting for you folks.
Save your soul, sinners.
So now.
Beautiful.
All right, John.
Beautiful. Thank you, folks, for listening at home. This has been another episode of the Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed Radio Show.